This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In previous visits, we've seen that God is understood through his names. A reference where this is true is Genesis 21:33. Abraham planted a tamarisk tree at Beersheba, and there he called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God, El Olam. This is an interesting event. Abraham and Abimelech came to a mutually agreed-upon peace treaty. Later, they had a dispute. Abimelech's men seized a well Abraham's men had dug. When confronted, Abimelech confessed he didn't know what his men did. Abraham accepted his confession and brought sheep and cattle and gave them to Abimelech. The two men made another treaty. Abraham offered 7 lambs from my hand as a witness that I dug this well. This was accepted, and they called the place Beersheba because the two men swore an oath there. Abimelech left and went back to the land of the Philistines. Then Abraham did something to seal in his own mind what had transpired. He planted a tamarisk tree at Beersheba, and there he called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God, El Olam. Why did he do this? This type of tree, with its hard wood and its long, narrow, thickly clustered evergreen leaves, generally had an exceptionally long life. Abraham was no doubt saying to the Lord, "May this tree be a long-lasting reminder that you, the everlasting God, will keep an eye on both of us concerning this covenant of peace we have established." The name El Olam doesn't just signify God's eternity, but that he oversees to the end the way oaths are carried out. That's worth remembering.